From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. U.S. home price figures for February show a sixth straight month of declines. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index shows that modest sales increases have not been enough to boost prices. Home prices did rise in Phoenix, San Diego, and Miami. The steepest declines were in Atlanta, Chicago, and Cleveland. Voters are going to the polls today in five state primaries, and NPR's Ari Shapiro reports widely presumed Republican nominee Mitt Romney is all but certain to make a clean sweep of the contests.
There's no suspense in tonight's results. These are the first primary contests since Rick Santorum ended his presidential campaign, clearing the way for Mitt Romney to take the nomination. Today, voters will cast their ballots in Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Romney has spent a good amount of time campaigning in Pennsylvania over the last few weeks. That's because it's likely to be an important swing state in the general election. He'll deliver a speech tonight in Manchester, New Hampshire, looking ahead to the contest against President Obama in the fall. New Hampshire is where Romney formally announced his presidential campaign. The state was also his first win during this year's primary and caucus season. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
A UN spokesman says an observer team in Syria is preparing for a more substantial presence in the country.
It is meeting with all the parties, establishing liaison, looking for the logistics arrangements that will be necessary for the larger mission coming in.
Niraj Singh says each observer team visit follows the same pattern of preparation. Syria has agreed to allow hundreds of observers in. Activists say the Syrian government has repeatedly violated a ceasefire, while the government blames rebels it calls terrorists. European stock markets advanced today after yesterday's sharp drops, but many analysts think it's just a brief positive blip as concern over the Eurozone's economy mounts in a time of government austerity programs. Greece's central bank now predicts Greece's economy will shrink more than earlier anticipated, and there will be layoffs in the private sector. Spain's economy continues to wobble, with the country's borrowing costs rising and mortgage lending plummeting. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid that markets have been jittery over the chance that Europe's fourth largest economy could be next to need a bailout.
Spain managed to raise more than $2.5 billion by auctioning off short-term debt. Investor demand is still high, but interest rates have nearly doubled since just last month. Yields on benchmark 10-year bonds are pushing levels that sent Greece, Ireland, and Portugal into bailouts. Spain is now officially back in recession, and the economy is forecast to shrink nearly 2% this year. And that's affected mortgages as well. Loans dropped by more than 50% in February. Spain has a glut of unsold homes left over from its construction bubble, and few Spaniards can afford to buy right now. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
And U.S. stock markets have opened mixed today. This is NPR News. The police chief criticized for not charging George Zimmerman after the shooting death of teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida may have offered his resignation, but city commissioners say they want to wait for results of a federal investigation before deciding if they'll accept that from Chief Bill Lee. He's temporarily stepped down. Patty Mahaney is one commissioner who feels the city was invaded by people with their own agendas.
If Police Chief Lee is guilty of anything, he's guilty of a poor press conference.
George Zimmerman now faces a second-degree murder charge, and he's free on bail. The Federal Reserve begins 2 days of meetings today in Washington. Steve Bechner of Market News International says the Fed is likely to maintain its ultra-easy monetary policy, but not make borrowing still easier.
Members of the Fed's policy-making Federal Open Market Committee will be revising quarterly projections for economic growth, jobs, and inflation. They'll also make fresh interest rate forecasts. The Fed has held the overnight federal funds rate near zero for more than 3 years and bought more than $2 trillion of bonds to hold down long-term rates and spur faster growth. With inflation running above its 2% target, the FOMC won't likely announce more monetary stimulus tomorrow, but Chairman Ben Bernanke's remarks at a news conference will be parsed for hints about future moves. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
Corporate earnings results out today have been generally strong, but Radio Shack's report isn't among them. The electronics chain reports a surprise quarterly loss, noting weak demand for prepaid wireless phones among the factors. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.